With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Arkansas GOP Senator Tom Cotton accusing the White House of being deceptive when it comes to sending weapons to Israel.
Senator Cotton says when it comes to arms shipments for Israel,
the Biden administration has engaged in bureaucratic sleight of hand in recent months to slow down the delivery of weapons.
Cotton says the administration is able to use convoluted rules for notifying Congress about shipments to say it's sending arms even when it's not. Behind all that, Cotton says, is a morbid fear of escalating tensions even when Iran's proxies increase their attacks on Israel.
At every turn, when our enemies threaten anything, Joe Biden and Tony Blinken immediately jump up on a table scared to death like an elephant who's seen a mouse.
George Latimer has defeated U.S. Representative Jamal Bowman of New York in a Democratic primary highlighted by the party's deep divisions over the war in Gaza. And Representative Lauren Boebert of Colorado winning the GOP primary in a House race that she jumped into last year after switching districts. Also at SRNNews.com, House Republicans unveiling a Department of Justice funding bill after promising crackdown on the weaponization of the department. Details from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Conservative Republicans in the larger chamber have zeroed in on the Commerce, Justice, and Science Appropriations Bill as a way to go after the Justice Department in the wake of former President Trump's conviction in his Manhattan criminal trial and as his three other prosecutions proceed. The measure has little chance of becoming law, with Democrats in the Senate and White House sure to reject various funding cuts and policy riders included in the legislation. But House GOP leaders are aiming to put themselves in a better position for eventual negotiations with the Democratic-controlled other chamber. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
And this is SRN News. Christians in the United Kingdom are the most generous.
According to a new survey from Stewardship, a charitable organization, practicing Christians give away about £167 per month compared to just £65 for the general population. Most of that cash that believers are donating each month in the UK goes to their church or other Christian ministries, although they also give to secular charities. Polls show that Christians here in the U.S. are also more generous than their peers. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The rape of a 12-year-old Jewish girl in a suspected anti-Semitic attack, sending shockwaves through France. It has also thrust the rash of anti-Semitism in the country to the forefront of campaigning for next month's legislative elections. Anti-Semitism is far from a new issue in French politics, where debates still flare up over the government's complicity with Hitler during the Second World War. This is SRN News. The private operator of Puerto Rico's power grid confirming the deferral of $65 million worth of maintenance and improvement projects within the U.S. territory.
Some repairs have been postponed for at least a year because of budget constraints. The move puts at risk the already troubled grid and has sparked a widespread outcry. Some of the deferred projects include maintenance of more than 100,000 light posts, fire mitigation, and repairs on underground circuits.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. LUMA's energy head of regulatory affairs, Mario Hurtado, tells the Associated Press the suspended projects, which he aims to bring back next year, risk even more outages. Ford is recalling more than 500,000 pickups because transmissions can unexpectedly downshift to first gear. More details at SRNNews.com.